Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
You know, so a common question I get, is it dangerous to take calcium supplements? And I think that comes from a lot of misinformation about calcium. There was a study that was published in May 2012 that showed that calcium supplements may increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Now this, and I think that even though that was back in 2012, this is still kind of having some bad consequences today. This study looked at almost 24,000 Europeans, and it suggested that, or the conclusion suggested that people taking only calcium supplements were about twice as likely to have a heart attack. The problem is, it's only half the story. So let's take a look at the study first, and then I'll make some suggestions of how I think we should be taking calcium. So first of all, this study was published in the journal Heart in 2012. And as I said, it was close to 24,000 people. The official study name was the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition Study. So right there, that tells you it's not a heart study. It was a cancer study. And it was 11 years long. And what they did is they just looked at a subgroup, or they did, a sub-analysis in this cancer study. And they found that there were, after the 11 years, 354 heart attacks, 260 strokes, and about 267 deaths from some sort of cardiovascular disease. And they concluded, after looking at different types of surveys and dietary questionnaires, that the lowest total dietary calcium intake had a significantly reduced risk of a heart attack. So those not taking in a lot of calcium had less of a risk of a heart attack. And then they concluded that users of calcium supplements had a statistically significant increased risk of a heart attack. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this study. And what I want to talk about is the rest of the study. And the first thing we have to understand is the implication of low calcium intake. Now, this study showed that those with the lowest level had the reduced risk of a heart attack. But there's some issues here that we need to make clear, because it makes me wonder about how they came to this conclusion. We know that having a low level of calcium intake, not getting enough in through diet or supplements, is not a good thing, because calcium is one of the most important minerals to the human body. It has to have a very optimal level in the blood, because it's so important to muscles and nerves, including your heart. We call that calcium homeostasis. So the body doesn't like it when calcium levels in the blood go up too much or go down too much. Either way, too high, too low, can cause a lot of problems, like heart arrhythmias, for instance. And so the body has a lot of mechanisms designed to make sure that the calcium level remains constant in the blood, so there's no issues. So if you're not bringing in enough calcium, either through your diet or supplements, that calcium level in your blood will begin to drop. And when that happens, the body will respond when you start to drop your calcium levels because you're not bringing in enough, the body's going to respond in such a way to raise calcium levels in the blood again. And where is the best place for the body to get calcium when you're not eating enough or taking enough in supplements? Well, of course, that's your bones. So there's a mechanism in place here. When the calcium level drops too much and there's not enough coming from your diet or your supplements, the body can strip calcium from your bones. That process of stripping calcium from your bones is called calcinosis. It's a disease state. It shouldn't do that. And that's what causes a lot of the calcium to get deposited in arteries, and it also causes low bone density, and could lead you down the road of osteoporosis. So we definitely need calcium. So that right there, when they talk in this study about those with the lowest calcium intake having reduced risk of heart attack, I have to start questioning how this study was designed and what they really were doing, simply because I know that if you're not bringing in enough calcium, your body's going to take it from the bones. And when your body takes it from the bones, that causes a lot of problems. So we definitely, first and foremost, even though this study seems to say that we don't need to be taking in calcium, whether it's a supplement or from food, that's completely wrong. We need to, because that way we're helping the body to maintain calcium homeostasis, and the calcium in the bone stays where it belongs, in the bones. Now, how much calcium should you be getting? Well, we're going to talk about that towards the end, but it's a combination between your dietary sources and supplements. So I'll give you those numbers for men and women coming up. But there's other parts of the story we need to talk about. Calcium is very dependent on two other vitamins, vitamin D and vitamin K2. What this study did not take into account was those other two vitamins and what the subjects' D and K2 status were. We know that most people are low in both of these vitamins. So if you take, because remember, the other conclusion they drew was that those with the highest intake of calcium had an increased risk of heart attack. So the lowest level had a decreased risk. The highest intake had an increased risk. But what they didn't do, when you take that population of subjects who had the highest level of calcium coming into their system, either through a diet or a supplement, they did not measure what their vitamin D levels were and what their vitamin K2 levels were. And that's a shame, because you really need to know that. Vitamin D, you need to have it so that way when calcium comes into your gut, it can absorb into your bloodstream. And low vitamin K2 will cause a problem in that it won't be able to bring the calcium into the bone. See, vitamin K2 is responsible for bringing the calcium into the bone. So here you have in this study the highest level, the group with the highest level of calcium intake. They probably, if you just going by statistics, had low vitamin D and low vitamin K2, which means all that calcium that was coming in was probably not getting ultimately to the bones where it belongs, and that was leading to some of the calcium getting stuck in the arteries, and probably played a role in the increased risk of heart attack. So really, if you're going to do a calcium study, what you really need to look at is not just the calcium level, but you also need to look at what's the vitamin D status and what's the vitamin K2 status. Now, as far as calcium intake, we definitely want you to eat it and supplement with it. But your total intake needs to be the sum of both of those. For women over the age of 35, the Life Extension Foundation likes that calcium level somewhere between the calcium intake to be somewhere between 1,000 milligrams to 1,500 milligrams. For men, the combination of diet and supplement between, say, about 500 to 700 milligrams. Again, if you're not bringing in enough calcium, you're going to have problems. You're going to force your body to take it from the bones, and that also causes some abnormal deposits of calcium in the arteries. As far as vitamin D, Life Extension does believe that the optimal blood level is between 50 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. Most conventional doctors focus on a level of around 30 to 40. That's way too low. And usually, you know, it's going to take to achieve that 50 to 80 level, you're going to have to do about 2,000 to 4,000 units of D every day and follow up with those blood levels. And then as far as vitamin K2 goes, we're looking at about a milligram a day. So when you look at a study that says calcium intake is bad and may be linked to heart disease, you really got to wonder, what is the vitamin D status? And what is the vitamin K2 status? And that's what they did not check in this study. We want you to take calcium, but we want you to also optimize your vitamin D and your vitamin K2. For more information, go to lifeextension.com or lef.org, and there's a ton of information on that study and why we believe it is wrong. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.